everybody. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. I had a little blooper. My mute button thingy-ma-bobber wasn't exactly working. I was clicking it, and nothing was happening. I was panicking. My face turned red. It was an interesting sight, but I'm glad that I got on here. Welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great week. We have a very, very awesome show for you. So let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Here's what I got planned. I have four amazing guests joining me tonight. I'll talk with Tiana Woods, Tony Young, Edie Foy, and Travis Wayne. It's going to be a really great show with such great, great people, so I'm very excited. And you'll get to hear our fun chats, some awesome music, so make sure you tune in for the whole show. Remember, we are live, so like I mentioned just a few seconds ago, anything can happen. That's why we still love our live shows. It's always so exciting. You never know what won't work. But to clear up any confusion before we get started, because I know a lot of people have been wondering, you know, what's the difference between the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio. So this is a perfect time for me to kind of clear it up a little bit. So first off, the Josie Show is an all-genre show for our music artists. So any type of music we played here, but Country Blast Radio is just the best mix of all that is country music, and it's a full licensed station. So those are kind of the two difference. Josie Show, all genre, Country Blast Radio, strictly country. I know people were wondering that, so there you go. And remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. It'll also be broadcasted on the Journey to Gold station, so I'll give you those details when we got them. And also you can check out our past shows or visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how you can hear all of our past episodes of the Josie Show, from my very, very, very first episode to my most recent. So check it out. And also we have 11 special edition episodes currently up now, so you can check those out by going to our website at josieshow.com. You can click on the special editions tab, and you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, and our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Missy, Tia Goins, and Tony Booth. Just check them all out. We have 11 and more to come. So now, without further ado, I'm going to get to my lovely guest right now. Everyone, please, please welcome Tiana Woods to the show. Hello.
Hi, Josie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent, thanks.
Awesome. That is so good to hear. I am honored to have you on the show because you do everything, to be honest. Yeah.
Thank you for having
me. You're amazing. Yeah, you do pretty much everything. I mean, you're not just limited to a singer, a songwriter. You know, you're a musician, dancer, actress, choreographer. I mean, which is so amazing. But first, I really want to chat a little bit about your music. Yeah. So, what is the earliest memory of making music? When did this all start?
Wow, I've been performing and involved with music ever since I was little. Started learning instruments when I was really, really young and singing. And when I was in high school, triple majored in music theater, music and dance. And from there, I did quite a bit of music theater when I was in high school and moved on to university. And after university, I graduated with a business degree and minored in music. And that's kind of when I really started to pursue the music career. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you think playing instruments kind of helped you move along a little bit and get, you know, motivated to become a singer and a songwriter? Do you think that kind of helped?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you learn instruments, you're just appreciating music a bit more because you're learning the technique, you're learning how the music is created. So that absolutely helps with everything.
Yeah. I mean, you play quite a few instruments, which I think is awesome. Can you share with us, you know, all that you play, and did you self-teach yourself, or did you take classes?
Yeah, sure. I started playing 5 instruments and kind of developed those throughout the years. At one point, I was taking, I think, around 11 lessons a week between music and dancing and singing. And really, my parents' philosophy was, you can take any lesson you want, but you can't quit. So I started off with piano, and then from there, gradually added sax and clarinet, and drums and guitar. And now I'm learning a 6th instrument. I've started the fiddle, which has been really great.
Ah, oh, that's awesome.
It's a great instrument, really great instrument. Oh, it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. I bet you're picking it up easy, because I mean, if you know how to play those 5 instruments that you just listed, I mean, this probably isn't much different, right?
Well, no, note-wise, it's good, because I know how to read music, and I know that aspect of it. The technique of it's a little bit different. It's a little challenging, but it's a beautiful instrument. So I'm really glad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to incorporate all these instruments in a show that I'm building for the summer and the fall, and that's kind of the goal, to work all of those into the show, just to mix it up and make it a bit interesting for everybody.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. Interesting seeing you move from one instrument to another.
And I'm taking lessons actually via Skype right now with a great teacher in Nevada. So I had a lesson with her last night, and it went really, really well.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. You gotta love the technology. I mean, you could do things from all the way.
It's really impressive. Really impressive what you can do and people you can meet.
It's true. Very, very cool. And, I mean, I know you have to have some influences or people that you look up to and listen to. So who are your biggest musical influences? Who'd you say?
Wow. I grew up listening to a lot of different styles of music, and I really appreciate all of them. But if we focus in the country genre, I would say Merle Haggard is definitely one. The man is absolutely amazing. I saw him in concert this month in Kitchener, and he was incredible. So him, Reba McEntire is another one. Again, really, really impressive lady. Love her music style. Love her personality on stage. Carole Baker, she's the first lady of Canadian country music. And she's definitely incredible as well. Saw her last month and had the opportunity to sing with her on stage. So that was a pretty, pretty emotional moment for me and a great experience. So those would be my top in country. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And like you said, I mean, you like pretty much everything. You like music in general, which is
I love music.
How I am too.
Yeah, I love music in general. Again, I grew up listening to a variety of different styles. My dad had a really, really big record collection when I was growing up. So I grew up listening to country and pop and rock and just really appreciating all styles.
Yeah, very, very cool. And your music, I have a few songs here of yours that I'm going to play tonight, which I'm beyond excited about.
Great.
It's going to be awesome. Yes. But first, can you tell us a little bit about the music that you have out right now, Circling the Web, where people can find it, all that important information?
Sure. Great. Yeah. Awesome. I'm actually releasing a new single on Monday that is called Next Door Neighbor. So it'll be released to radio on Monday. And that one, again, all my music right now is country. My first two singles were more country pop. The new one is a little more country, I would say. And the song is just really a lot of fun. The other two, Dancing with Elvis and I'm There, I think you have copies of. Dancing with Elvis was my first single. And again, really, really fun song. I had to do this one because I share the same birthday as Elvis. And when I got the song, that connection, I had to do it. I'm There is another single that I did, and it's just more about life experiences and changes in life again, really great, fun song. And also did a Christmas song, which I don't think you have, but was an Ed Bruce song that I redid and really, really liked.
That is so, so cool. Well, we usually have like a Christmas segment near that time, so we definitely need to have it.
Excellent. Yeah, it's called Christmas Started with a Child, and my dad had kept that song for me for many, many years. And when I heard it, it was just such a beautiful song. I just had to do it. And I should be working on another one that will be released around Christmas this year as well. So I should have a couple for that time.
Perfect. Perfect. I like it. I like it. And another thing I like is what you just mentioned, Dancing with Elvis, which is really cool that you share the same birthday as him. Let me just bring that up.
I do, yeah. Awesome. I love Elvis music. I grew up listening to his music. I perform some of his music in my shows, and that birthday connection just makes it that extra special.
Yes, it does. I agree. So I love it. Let's play it right now. I know everyone is totally looking forward to hearing you sing, so let's do it. Dancing with Elvis, and we'll be right back with Tiana Woods, all right?
Sounds great.
Here we
Thanks.
Go. Thank you. Correctly, that your song Dance with Elvis has a line dance for it. Is that true?
Yes, it does. Yeah, we created a line dance for it. It's a perfect song for line dancing. It's just a lot of fun. Yeah, we released
that
last year.
Very, very cool. I know a lot of people, especially in the chat room, are wondering where they can get this song and all of your other songs. So where's the best place that we can go?
Sure. If you go to my website, tiannawoods.com, that's TIANNAwoods.com, all my songs right now are on iTunes, so there's a link right there for iTunes. Yeah, so you can go there. And also listeners can also check out my social media sites if they go on my website as well. And please join me on Facebook and like my page. We try to give away some free stuff every month to people, so that would be great to get some more people on the page.
That's awesome. Yeah, everyone, please go to her website first and foremost, tiannawoods.com, and also please like her page on Facebook. I'm sure if you type in, I mean, when in doubt, type her name in Google.
I think my website's the first to come up for Tianna Woods. There's a couple out there, but yeah, it usually is at the top of the list.
Cool. Perfect. So TiannaWoods.com. Don't miss it. Love it. And so I want to just mention you've achieved so many things that, you know, you've wanted to do and you did it. And, you know, what is your one dream or goal that's out there that you haven't successfully done? I mean, what's out there now that you want to do? What's left?
I think just keep going with this career. You know, I still have a lot of room to go with the music career. You know, I am still a newer artist and working my way in. So doing that and creating a big show. Right now I'm in the middle of trying to put together just a really nice show that I can travel around to some different theaters. And that's kind of a challenge right now. It's going to be something special. We're just kind of putting it into the works. But that's really my main focus and just continuing to build the career.
Perfect. Sounds good. It sounds real good. Love it. One of these days when you put together a show, you have to let me know so I could see you live. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. Absolutely.
Cool. Perfect. So now we have your next song here called I'm There, and we'll be right back, okay?
Sounds great.
Here we go. I'm There by Shannon Wood. Let's move back to that now. So I have some fun questions here for you. So is there any other projects that you could tell us about in the works? Any, you know, another album or what do you have planned? What's going on?
Sure. Well, for I'm There, we're looking at doing a music video for that. So that should be a project over the summer that I'm working on. The show is definitely a project because, again, I'm trying to work up all my instruments to get that in, working on some dance numbers as well that I'd like to incorporate. And then, working towards my album, you know, hoping to release that by the end of this year. But I really, really want it to be right. So I'm putting the singles out right now and just continuing to write and continuing to get new music from other writers. You know, I listen to, you know, over 20 songs a month, sometimes more. So it's just really getting that right material.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. The more time you take on a project, the better it is. So just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, you just have to keep moving ahead. Absolutely. So I'll probably be going back to Nashville again this summer, too, and do some more writing there.
Sounds good. That's very exciting. And the music video for I'm There, right? That's going to be very cool.
So we've got a few things in the work for that. My manager's got a few different ideas that we're looking at. So we're just looking in how to do things, and we'll go from there. But it should be an exciting
Perfect.
One.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. I cannot wait for all that stuff to come out. So a lot of things in the works from Tiana Woods. So perfect.
Absolutely. And again, my next single will be out Monday. So I'll start to promote that too and get right back into the studio to work on some new material.
Perfect. I love that you constantly keep moving. I mean, you know, you work on one thing and then you're constantly thinking about the next thing that you want to do. You know, it's perfect.
Yeah, well, in this business, you really have to. You have to keep moving. You have to be able to juggle a lot of things at once because it does keep moving. And my dad won't let me have a moment to myself, so I just keep pushing along and just keep working towards everything.
Yes. Love it. You should never stop. You should
exactly.
keep going. Yes. So with everything that you've been doing, what is your, you know, what is one of your greatest career memories so far? Do you have that one memory that just kind of stands out in your head that will never leave you? Any experiences? What is your highlight?
Sure. Okay, well, I would say there's two that kind of top the list. The first would be playing Anne in Anne of Green Gables in Japan. That was an incredible experience for me. Just amazing. I was in Japan for 10 days playing the lead role there, and then I traveled around the schools during the day with my band and performed for the children of Japan. Really great experience. So that would definitely be one. The second would be singing on stage with Carole Baker. That was huge for me. Really, really huge.
Yeah.
Something I wasn't expecting. Her guitar player actually played on a couple of my singles, and when I went to her concert, I got to meet her before the show, and she mentioned that she might mention my name in her show, and she did more than that. She mentioned my name and then ended up bringing me on stage to sing with her. So that was just amazing. Yeah, unexpected, but a really great experience. So those would be, I think, the top two on my list.
Absolutely. Those are, I agree. Those are definitely the top two. That's awesome. That is so, so cool. And, you know, when you're kind of on your downtime, relaxing a little bit, what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music and everything else you do? What do you like to do?
I like to go see shows myself. You know, I love to see concerts. Again, I've seen Reba, Merle Haggard, you name it. I've seen quite a few shows. I saw Keith Urban last year, and he was really, really great. Funny story. He came out to the audience and was singing. And when he came up to the balcony and sang beside me, and he had a guitar on. And he stopped playing, he took off his guitar, and he ended up handing it to the girl beside me, which was a little bit disappointing, but
yeah.
No. I've had a year to get over it, so I'm over it now, but it was a really, really great show. So, yeah, I like to see shows. I like to go out with friends and family, spending time with people. I love movies, you know, so just, mm-hmm. you know, some downtime and just regular things that other people like to do, too.
Yes. You have fun. I like it. Perfect, perfect. Before we have to go, because we're running out of time, it does go fast on radio. It's a little scary. But I was wondering, I read somewhere that you were a ring announcer for the Empire Wrestling Federation. Is that true?
Yes, I was.
Oh, my gosh, it's awesome. My producer is actually a huge fan of wrestling, so she definitely did not want to leave that out. She's like, mention this. That's awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah, I started off, my dad actually was the producer for the EWF, and I started off playing music for them, and then from there ended up becoming the ring announcer, and it was great. So, you know, I got to do a female TV pilot with the company, and the pilot starred Sensational Sherry Martel, and through that got to work with a lot of different wrestlers, such as King Kong Bundy, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Tito Santana, and Sting. And it was a really, really great experience. Yeah, and, you know, Sherry Martel was amazing. You know, she stayed with us during the time of the pilot and became a really good friend.
That is awesome. I love it. I mean, you literally have done such great, great things. And a lot of fun experiences, too. And, I mean, I know there's going to be plenty, plenty more. So I am definitely going to kind of join a ride and just see everything that you're doing. I want to
awesome.
Just keep up with you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's really great. And you know what? We'll send you the new single on Monday when it's ready. My producer's just putting the final touches on it. So I can't wait to hear the final mix. But it should be really good.
Me too. That's awesome. I cannot wait. I love it. I'm so excited with everything. And good luck with all of your future endeavors. And we're fans.
Well, thank you so much, Josie. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on the show.
Anytime. Yes, I would love to have you back on the show. Anytime. You have anything else you'd like to promote? All right?
Great.
Anytime. Perfect. Deanna Woods, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Josie. Have a great night.
You too. Awesome. Bye. Tiana Woods. She was awesome. She did a lot of really cool things. Please check her out. TianaWoods.com. So now I am very, very excited. My next guest has arrived. Everyone, please welcome Tony Young to the show. Yes. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Josie. Wow, Tony.
Hi.
You got a lot of good video there.
We're rocking it. We're having so much fun, and I am so excited that you're on the show.
Well, I'm excited. I tell you, we booked this like 6 months ago or something. So you got a pretty busy show.
Thank you so much. And I mean, it has been that long, and I've just been looking forward to having you on. I'm like, I know it's coming on soon. That's very, very cool.
Very cool. Gotta get somebody from Florida representing, huh?
I'm just so excited, and we have some of your music that we're going to play, so this is going to be awesome. But first here, I want to ask, you know, what's your earliest memory of making music? When did this all start for you?
Well, my earliest memory of, I guess, of singing or whatever was, I don't really quite remember this, but my parents told me back in, like, preschool, you know, when I was at the end of the year, when, you know, everybody, all the kids were singing songs, you know, for the parents. They said that everybody was, you know, back then everybody just sings real quiet and all that. And they said out of nowhere, I just like stepped a couple feet in front of everybody else and just started belting it out. And I don't remember doing that, but everybody like turned to my parents and said, wow, your son's a little performer there. And I guess that's how it maybe originally started, but then it kind of subsided, I guess, for a while, and I really kind of got into it late. You know, some people, like as yourself, you know, you got into it real early, but I really didn't get into it until I was finished playing baseball. And I kind of was looking for my my next high, so to speak. You know, I was, you know, as far as adrenaline highs, you know, and I kind of came across the Bats, and I was at a college party. I was at Florida State University here in Tallahassee, and a friend of mine was singing in this band at this kind of house party, and he pulled me up on stage and had me singing, and then he ended up taking a break and ended up leaving the, I just stayed there the whole night and really had a, you know, just really enjoyed it and ended up replacing that guy. He didn't really enjoy doing it and ended up replacing him in that band, and I guess I've been doing it ever since. I really kind of caught the bug from that night.
Yeah, I'd say you definitely caught the bug. You did. That is awesome. And, you know, who are your biggest musical influences? I know you have to have some people that you love to listen to and, you know, that inspire you. So who would you say those people are?
I mean, it's hard to say. You know, I started off, I mean, my parents listened to a lot of country music, you know, Hank Williams Jr., Charlie Rich, you know, back in, you know, Elvis, you know, back in the day. But I kind of, you know, I kind of grew up originally, I guess, playing and singing, you know, more hard rock music. So I really Paul Rogers, the guy who sang for Bad Company. I mean, he was a pretty big vocal influence.
Yeah.
Of mine.
Awesome. You got a good list there, and a very good list of artists that you actually played with. I read in your bio that you've played with, you know, people like Styx, Trace Atkins, Diamond Rio, just to name a few. Can you tell us about those experiences when you are actually able to kind of meet people that you listen to or watch, you know, on the TV? How was that experience? That must be crazy.
I have been very very, very fortunate, I guess, to have, you know, shared the stage with a bunch of different big national acts, and, you know, from ranging from country artists to B.B. King and Buddy Guy, you know, played with them, you know, at in an arena, you know, so it's been good. And when you mentioned Styx, the first time I opened for Styx, we played with them a couple of times, but the first time we played at Wild Adventure Steam Park with them. And bowed out to Georgia. But what was really cool about it was that was the biggest crowd I'd ever sang in front of, and it was 40,000 people, and that's a big crowd. So that was the most, you know, the biggest audience I've ever performed in front of, and you know, I've just been real fortunate, and hope that I can still get, you know, keep doing it.
Absolutely, you should. And wow, that is a lot of people. Were you nervous at all, or were you just like, you know, I could do it. I could do it.
No, I mean, you know, to me, I mean, it's more uncomfortable to, like, you know, sometimes if you run into somebody, you know, and someone goes, oh, so you're a singer, well, can you sing something for me right now? You know, it's like, well, no, I don't want to do that, you know. So that's, you know, but just sitting there singing something right in front of one person is just, I don't know, because it's not really, you know, it just doesn't seem natural, really. But playing in front of, I mean, the more people, the bigger the high for me, the bigger the rush. So I welcome it.
That's awesome. That is so, so awesome. And I bet they appreciated you you singing there, and you have really great music, I have to say. I love your voice. You're just an amazing artist. And can you tell us a little bit about the music that you have out currently right now? Where, you know, circling the web, where can we find it? All that fun stuff.
Oh yeah, of course. Actually, you know, a lot of artists maybe have one, maybe two songs that are kind of going right now. I've actually got three.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got three. I guess three singles that are going. I guess the first one I guess I could talk about is a turkey hunting song, and it's called Waiting on Tom. And for those who don't know what a tom turkey is the male turkey. That's the turkey that we're trying to get. And it's a song I did. A friend of mine named Scott Ellis. He lives down a little bit further south in Florida in Lakeland. He was Florida's best competitive turkey caller for like the last 7 years. And I thought when I did the song, it would be really cool. And he also, picked and sang a little bit. So I thought it would be cool to have him sing on it with me, kind of collaborate and have him do some of his world-class calling. And So he heard the song and wanted to do it, and the song is the theme song for the National Wild Turkey Federation's Turkey Call TV show, which is one of those hunting shows on the Outdoor Channel. Actually, it's on the Pursuit Channel. But everything's just really been going great. And Scott, in Nashville, that they had me, he and I both come up to Nashville in February for their national convention, and they hooked me up with Luke Bryan's guitarist, a guy named James Cook, and he accompanied me on acoustic guitar, and we did that song, and we did a couple other songs of mine, in front of a bunch of people there, and Scott was competing. And he actually won the Grand National Champion this year. So basically, he's the best turkey caller in the world. So I've got the best turkey caller in the world singing and doing his calls on my song. So it's a good thing.
That is so cool. We actually have that song that we're going to play a little bit later. So we're going to get to hear that. So that's going to be awesome.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to mention something else here. I understand, speaking of this, that you're a hunting expert and have had your own fishing and hunting TV show. Is that true?
Yeah, I did. It was just a local show on the local ABC channel here in Tallahassee. But I did have my own hunting and fishing show for a little while, and that was, another great experience and another thing to add to the resume. But I'm not doing it right now, but I wouldn't mind doing it, in the future. I mean, and that was another thing great about that song, too. It really, I was able to combine, my passion for music and my passion for hunting in the outdoors and bring them together. And I really found a lot of success. I've actually sold, that song's made more money for me than any of the songs I've ever done. So it's been a good, it's been good.
That has been good. Wow. That is awesome. I cannot wait to play the song a little bit later. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. But, yeah, you've pretty much done it all. I mean, you've done a lot of really, really cool things, great experiences. And another song here that I have of yours is called Low Country Boil, and I'd love to play that now. All right? Let's do it.
Oh, that sounds
awesome.
Great.
Perfect. Let's play it right now. Low Country Boil by Tony Young, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment.
Y'all wanna know how we do it down here in the South? Listen up, I'm finna show you how we get things done.
I'm gonna grab a pot, one that's stainless steel, and it's big enough for a king-size meal. I'm gonna fill it up with a garden hose, out in the yard with some regular Joes. Get the propane tank and light it up. Gonna heat that water, then pour a cup with some Old Bay, that ranch. Make it real hot,
yeah.
Oh baby, that's the plan. Let's have a low country boil. Spread the word that it's going down. Low country boil. You know all my friends are gonna gather round. Low country boil. Some beer on ice and we'll go to town. Low country boil. Down in Dixieland, that's where I'm found. You take the red potatoes and you cut them up on the tailgate for your pickup truck. With some ears of corn, make it Silver Queen and the biggest mushrooms that you ever seen. You throw it all in and you let it cook with some sausage, but don't overlook jumbo shrimp, blue crab, if you really want,
yeah.
How about some crawdads? Let's have a low country boil. Spread the word that it's going down. Low country boil. You know all my friends are gonna gather round. Low country boil. Some beer on ice and we'll go to town. Low country boil. Down in Dixieland, that's where I'm found. Can't you smell what we got going on? And if you feel what I'm saying, won't you come sing along? Let's have a low country boil. Spread the word that it's going down. Low country boil, you know all the friends are gonna gather round. Low country boil, a little beer on ice and we'll go to town.
low country boy, down in Dixieland, that's where I'm bound. Let's have a low country boy. Woo! Low country boy.
I love that. Makes me a little hungry, let's be honest. I love it.
Yeah.
It's called Low Country Boil by Tony Young. So I know people are going to be wondering, where can we buy this song and all of your other music? Where can we go? Where's the best places?
Well, you know, iTunes, of course, Amazon,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Google Play. I mean, really all of those different sites, you can find them on. And you can also buy it off of my, you know, the website I use is a Reverb Nation site. So it's it's reverbnation.com/Tony Young Band.
Perfect.
And so
makes it easy for us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all the songs, you can get them all there. Of course, iTunes, Amazon, like I said. And also, I think you're probably going to play, you know, sometime or a little bit later on that Part-Time Dad song. I just wanted to say that I've got Zach Brown's got a charity, and if you buy that song, if you go and buy Part-Time Dad, half of the proceeds go to that charity, and it's Camp. What is it? I'm asking my wife right here, and she's anyway, it's from one of their songs. What is it?
Perfect.
Anyway.
We could probably find it. Check it, you know, we could probably find it.
Yeah, I feel bad, but it's basically, you know, it's all about the kids, and that's mm-hmm. what, you know, that's what that song's about. So it's
perfect.
Definitely appropriate.
Absolutely. Perfect. We could find it. And you know, I'll
here
put
we go.
It,
wait a minute.
Camp Southern Ground. Perfect.
Southern
there
Ground.
We go.
And that's what Zach Brown, that's their charity that they started. And that's so half of the proceeds from that song, if you buy Part-Time Dad, goes to Camp Southern Ground. There you go.
Perfect. Thank you. Love it. I think that's so cool. I love songs that, you know, you can listen to it, buy it, and then you're also helping someone in the process. I mean, it's kind of like a two-in-one deal. It's perfect.
That's right.
So, yes. So since we're on the topic of this song, I would love to play it.
We have it here.
So let's play Part-Time Dad, and we'll be right back, okay? I'm excited.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Here we go. Part-Time Dad.
I had you every other weekend, and on Thursday afternoons, but there was not a day gone by that I did not think of you. Walking past your bedroom or at the table, it ain't the same without you there. And I wondered what you're doing, and if you knew how much I care. And baby, I'm sorry that your mom and me didn't work out. Can you forgive me that we had to put you through that? Going back and forth between two homes, often put in the middle of a war zone. And I'm so sorry I could only be a part-time dad. Up every Sunday by crawling in my bed, and all those nights I never tucked you in and kissed you on your head. Driving you to school on Monday mornings became alone a solo ride, and the house just felt so empty without your laughter and your smile. And baby, I'm sorry your mom and me didn't work out. Can you forgive me that we had to put you through that?
I could only be a part-time dad. I can't believe just how much you've grown since the time that I saw you last. I hope you know that I've tried my best when you look back.
That was part-time dad. Love it. Perfect. Perfect. And so I got a couple fun questions here for you. The first one here, now, if I understand correctly, I think I read somewhere that you've wrestled a few gators. Is that true?
Yeah, I think the statute of limitations has already passed, so I can answer correctly on that. Yes. I definitely
have. Now, that's awesome. Fun question number uno. I had to start with that. Love it.
another
fun question here. We actually used to ask this question before because a lot of our fans wanted to hear the answers for this, but we haven't done it for a while. So, but this is perfect. What is one of the wildest things that you have ever been asked to autograph? Yeah.
I guess the top of somebody's breast.
Yes, I would say that would be the wildest
thing. Can I say that?
Yes, you can. We've heard a lot worse. Trust me, we're good.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's the wildest place. I mean, really, it made me. I was more uncomfortable than anybody. So it was.
Right.
I guess you got to do what you got to do, right?
You have a lot of dedicated fans, and you're very good with your fans. I mean, you did it, so that's, you know, perfect.
That's right.
See?
That's exactly. Right. I made sure that only the tip of the pen, though, touched it.
Exactly. That's a good idea.
That's right. Just to clarify.
Yes, just to clarify. You got to get that out there. I love it. We actually ran out of time, but thank you so much for answering those fun questions for us and all of our questions that we had. It was so great to get to know you better and talk with you, and please come back anytime. You're welcome.
Hey, I'd love to.
Anytime.
I'd love to come back, Josie.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you so, so much. We'll chat with you very soon, okay? Tony
okay.
Young, everyone.
Well, you and everybody have a great Monday with us.
Thank you. You too. Have a very great night.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Aw, that's awesome. I loved him. He's so cool. He's so down to earth, so great. I had so much fun chatting with him. Am I the only one that kind of got a little on part-time dad at the end? Am I the only one that got a little teary-eyed? No, my producer was falling. All right, but such a beautiful song, and I love all of his songs. So now I kind of, is my next guest here, or should I bring
you?
Okay, yes. Let's put on his song, Waiting on Tom, and we will be right back. This is the song that he mentioned, so let's play it. Do it. Waiting on Tom by Tony Young.
There he is.
window. Hear him calling from the treetop. My gun laying on my lap. Hoping he gets close enough to make him take a nap. Yeah, I said I'd have supper. I promised my mom, but I'm still sitting here waiting all dawn.
Hey, what you got to say, Scott?
I see the big boss coming. Oh, he's blowing out his chest.
Man, I love that.
The ladies all adore him. They think he's better than the rest. Now we all came to see the show, and he's strutting on the hill. Kinda lucky, it might be the day, but there he goes heading off the other way.
Waiting on Tom,
he's always running late, never gonna make that early morning.
Waiting on Tom,
I make him every call, I can always see him there hanging on the wall.
I said I'd have supper, I promised my mom, but I'm still sitting here waiting, waiting on
my producer, Tina Marie here. Hello.
Hello, everyone. We will bring on our next guest here in just a moment.
Momento.
Yes. Yes. But first, I just wanted to just give out a quick word here, if I could. Mr. Robert Firestone, as you know, who is the dad of Alan, who's one of our producers, he passed away just recently, and we just wanted to just give him a couple seconds to remember him. He was a military vet for Korea and Vietnam. He was a staff sergeant in the Air Force, certainly buried with medals and honors. And, you know, they're going to do some wonderful things, you know, like donate a funeral flag, you know, to a hospital or a vet home or a school that needs one in his name. So if everybody could just, you know, say a little prayer, give just a couple moments to Mr. Robert Firestone, that would be so appreciated. And thank you so much for giving me a couple minutes to come on and mm-hmm. just dedicate a couple minutes to thinking about this wonderful man. So
no problem.
All right. And now we have got our next guest. So I'm going to bring on Edie Foy. Everybody, please welcome Edie Foy.
Edie Foy, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello,
I want
I'm good.
To
how
tell
are you?
You? I want
oh,
to
yes.
tell you how great I think you are for doing this show.
Oh, thank you so much. I think you are so fantastic. I think you're fantastic.
No, honey, no. I've been there doing this a long time.
You have. You do such great things, but thank you so much. That's so awesome.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you, honey.
Oh, thank you so much. I am so excited to get to know you a little bit better and play some of your music tonight. It'll be a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's start here with your earliest memory of making music. When did this all start for you?
It started when I was in grade school, and Edgar Davis was the man's name that was teaching me to sing, and he became one of the teachers at Juilliard Institute in New York. But my first solo was the Lord's Prayer. And then I didn't do anything with music for years. I got married. I had three little children and stayed married for years. And my husband left me, and I had went to Nashville, and I sang the Louisiana Hayride. Claude King's lead guitarist, Toby Johnson.
Wow.
I was going with Toby, and they were playing in a club one night, and he picked me up and set me on the stage. He said, "You have a beautiful voice to sing." And that's how I got back into the music business.
Wow, that is such a cool story.
Then
I
went to Nashville, and Jackson Artists Corporation was booking me, and I went with the Chuck West Show. And we played in Las Vegas at the Golden Nugget. Now, this is back in the 60s, honey. And I was never so surprised. We did gigs on the way out to Vegas, and we walked in this bar.
Mm-hmm.
It had a dirt floor, and the bandstand was on top of the bar, and it had chicken wire all around it.
Whoa.
And I looked at them, and I said, "What is this?" And, of course, I was young then, didn't know anything. And they said, "Well, we put the bandstand up there and the chicken wire around it because if you get to singing and they don't like you, they'll throw beer bottles at you." And that's to protect you.
Oh, wow. Well, that's nice.
I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that.
Oh, absolutely. I would never forget that either. Wow. Well, at least they thought of safety putting that up there.
Oh,
wow.
But it was
fun.
And I've traveled all over. Then I got out of the music business for, 35 years, 35 years, somewhere in there. When I retired from my work, I supervised apartment complexes. When I retired from my work, Joey Kent came, and he was going to do, and you're probably too young to remember, the KWKH Louisiana Hayride here in Shreveport, and they were going to do a reunion show. So he called me, and he says, "Edie, you've got to perform." And I said, "Joey, I hadn't been on stage in 35 years. He says, "I don't care." He said, "You're going to perform." And I said, "Oh, all right." So I,
okay.
I went ahead, and I did that show. And when I got through singing, the boys came over and said, "We're your band." And I looked at them. So we started a band again. And I played around here, and then I got kind of fed up with the fellows, and so I thought, well, let me do something else. And I put together an all-girl band. And this all-girl band kind of really made a big hit with them around here, and we did the all-girl band for years. And then that kind of ended, and I stayed home for a while. And I've been writing music during these years, too, and writing songs and what have you, but I've really never done anything with them. And then I put another band together, and it was Highway 71, and we really did a lot of music all around with that. I got one of my songs I wrote for a lady truck driver. I feel so sorry for those ladies because driving those trucks is really a hard life to live. And to see a lady driving them, I think she's due some compliments. So I wrote The Diesel Queen. And it got on I sent it to Nashville to a CMT contest. And it got in the top 10.
Oh, my gosh. Congrats.
Yeah, it's something. I don't know if you've listened to it or not. But that was back in 2007. Mm-hmm. And I didn't win it, but I got in the top.
Oh, that's all that matters. Wow.
Yeah. So that's been just about it. Then now, for the last 7 years, I have Double Delight Duo. Al Fischetti and I do a duo, and we do traditional country, and I do some of the old Doris Day songs, and old standards, and we always do a gospel song, and we do retirement communities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing now. We travel around and do that. We do 19, 20 gigs a month. But we're fixing to slow down because I'm getting kind of old.
Ah, no way. You got to keep going. I think you are amazing, and I think you should just keep going and putting out great music for us. That's what I think. You're awesome. I love it.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Awesome. Well, I think that's so, so cool that you do that, and you still rocking with the performing. And your song here, Diesel Queen, that you just mentioned,
uh-huh.
We have that song, and I would just love to, I'd be honored to play it right now, if you don't mind.
You're more than welcome, honey.
Awesome. Thank you. Let's do it. Diesel Queen by Edie Foy, and we'll be right back with her in just a moment. Let's do it. Here we go. Diesel Queen.
Eighteen wheels are humming, I'll be easing through your town. When I hit that open highway, gonna let that hammer down. Left Little Rock this morning, headed down to Abilene. I'm a gear jamming mama, they call me the Diesel Queen. Got a distant look in my eye with flirty pink mud flaps waving by. Pedal to the metal, then I'll be gone. I'm a truck driving woman and I'm moving on. I drink Red Bull from a champagne glass and coffee from a china cup. I'll be rolling down I-20 when the morning sun comes up. Got places to go and things to see. That white line fever's got a hold on me. I'm a gear jamming mama. They call me the Diesel Queen. Distant look in my eye with flirty pink mud flaps waving by. Got a double clutching daddy in San Antonio. I'm a truck driving mama and I'm moving on. Pedal to the metal, then I'll be gone. I'm a truck driving woman and I'm moving on. I'm a gear jamming mama. They call me the Diesel Queen. I'm a gear jamming mama. They call me the Diesel Queen. What? No cappuccino? Well, what kind of truck stop is this? May I suggest opening a beauty shop at Love?
I love that. That was Diesel Queen by Edie Foy. So cool. I love it. And I know everyone's going to be wondering where they can buy that song and all of your other songs. So are they up for people to buy? Where can you go?
Well, you can go to my website, ediefoy@aol.com, and I'll be glad to get it to whoever wants it.
Perfect. Perfect. Love it. So everyone, please make sure that you get her songs. I mean, they're catchy. You're going to love them. And I love them, so you're going to love them. So I was wondering, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, or just mainly performing?
I'm just mainly performing. We are slowing down so I can do more writing. I have my own publishing company. It's PSC Publishing with BMI there in Nashville. And I really need to make some time to go to Nashville to work on my publishing up there. So we're kind of slowing down a little bit, but I'm not going to quit traveling around, because these people in these homes don't get to hear these songs often. And it just does your heart so much good to see the smiles come on their face.
Absolutely. I bet they appreciate it so much that you take the time to go out and perform your songs for them, too. I mean, I think that's just amazing.
Yeah,
you know?
We have a good time with them.
I bet. That's awesome. That is so, so cool. And also, some fun questions here for you. Have you met anyone that has made the biggest impression on you or your career so far? I mean, it could be someone that you collaborated with, or a fan moment where, you know, someone said something nice, or who could you say really made a big impression on you?
Do you really want to know the truth, Josie?
Okay.
This is going to knock your socks off. I knew Elvis Presley before he ever became famous. He was at the Louisiana Hayride, and I had a radio show on KCIJ Radio back then.
Uh-huh.
Elvis would come up there and worry me to death. Let me talk. And I'd say, get out of here, kid, and let me alone. And
wow.
Who would have ever thought that Elvis would have done what he did? Wasn't he fabulous?
He was. Wow. Yep. My socks are off. That's amazing. That is incredible. Wow.
And then the other two, I've worked with Mount Tillis, and most of them are gone now. Ernie Ashworth and Charlie Louvin and I put together a tour, and Ernie passed away before it ever really got off ground, but I loved working with those people. They were all so great, you know?
Wow, absolutely. Those are just such great experiences to kind of look back at moments that you had with these legends, you know? I mean, looking back at it, it must have just been incredible, you know?
I miss them terribly.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I think it's just so cool that you knew them, and their music lives in all of us now, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? They live with us anyway. No matter what, they're always a house name. We play them all the time.
There you go. Well, you're doing a wonderful job with what you're doing, and I'm so proud of you for that, too. I just can't say enough thank yous to you.
Oh, thank you so, so much. That's kind of like a pat on the back, well job for me. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love it. I love everything that you do. And I know you've had such, you know, big, great career moments so far. And I want you to just keep going and put out great music for us. And I'm going to continue to be a huge, huge fan. Trust me.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I will, trust me. I love your songs. I play them. I played them actually before the show, and me and my producers were looking at each other like, "Wow, she's really good. She really is good," and we love it.
No.
Awesome. So another song here that we have of yours, which I love, Temporarily Mine, I'd love to play, and we'll be right back, okay?
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I love your songs. Here we go.
Thank you.
Here we go. Temporarily Mine by Edie Boy. Be right back.
Like I'm your one and only. Congratulations, baby, what a line. I'm not being built up for let down this time, and I'm well aware that you're temporarily mine. Temporarily mine, just a little slow tomorrow. Temporarily mine, here to stay and gone tomorrow. Have to be completely dumb or absolutely blind to think that you're anything but temporarily mine.
Right now. So, Edie, I was wondering, do you have any, like, hobbies that you like to do when you're not working on your music, on your downtime? What do you like to do?
Well, I am a member of the Caddo Parish Sheriff's Auxiliary here in Louisiana, and I go work with them when I have to, you know, help them out when they need help. And just music and that and my retirement, that's all.
Oh, wow. You do a lot of really cool things. I mean, you know, on your downtime, you also, you keep moving, you know?
Well, yes,
I admire that.
I'm going to keep moving, too.
Yes, you do. You keep moving. And your work definitely pays off because you have such great fans that are just dedicated. And there's actually a message that came in that my producer has for you. Someone sent you a message, so I'll just, all right, what happened?
I'll
That's awesome.
I'll come on and read the message. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, Edie, so we received a message today that we're going to read off to you. It's from Tammy Carlisle, and she says, Edie Foy is a beautiful woman with a beautiful voice, and I am proud to call her my friend. After all, someone has to help you aggravate Tommy. Go get him tonight. Love you, your little protege. And that was from Tammy Carlisle.
Oh,
that
how
so
nice.
Cool.
How nice.
Yeah.
That was very
that was so sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
She's talking about Tommy Horton.
Oh, really?
I grew up with Billie Jean Horton, who Johnny was married to. So I know them well.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, that's awesome to have great friends out there that support you, you know? You need that in the business.
Very sweet, I'm telling you.
Very, very sweet. And so are you. I had so much fun chatting with you and getting to know you better, and I'd love to have you back on anytime. You're just so great.
Oh, well, thank you so much, sweetheart. I'll be glad to do whatever I can to help you whenever I can.
Thank you so much. And back at you, anytime you have anything that you'd want to promote or get out there or anything, just please give us a call, and we're there for you, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. We'll talk with you very, very soon. Thanks so much for coming on and chatting with me.
Thank you for having me, baby, and keep up your good work.
Thank you so much. You too. Keep rocking.
All right.
Thank you so much. Edie Foy, everyone. Love it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Awesome. She was such a sweetheart. I love talking. I love talking with great guests like that. That are just so sweet and have great music out, and that, you know, just love what they're doing. And that's so, so cool. And I want my producer here to come back. I mean, I'm calling you for everything. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm calling.
That's what I'm here for.
Hey, I'm getting you, you know, you're practicing.
Yeah, you know. I'm the little helper girl. That's what I am.
You're awesome. You're more than that. You have many hats. You do.
I do have quite a few. I'm not doing so well keeping them all the balls up in the air anymore, but I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
We need to hire some people.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me just say that. Okay, so just a couple of announcements, and then I want to talk about our VIPs. So, and we still have another guest coming up. So, we still have Travis Wayne. So Travis Wayne will be here shortly in just a few minutes. But until then, I want to make sure I can squeeze all this in. So just so that you know, at Country Blast Radio next week for Giveaway Tuesday, which is on May 28th, our artist of the day is going to be Lori Lace, who, you know, she has her songs playing on the station, as well as she's been a guest here on The Josie Show. So make sure you tune in on Tuesday, and when you hear any of her songs play, be the first to text in at 331-442-5833 and win. It's that easy, and there'll be chances to win her CD all day long. Also, next week, joining us here on The Josie Show will be Western Avenue, Jay Jack, Travis Dean, and Rhonda Fry. And then on Monday, June 3rd, we'll bring you Scott Hissey on our Josie Show Special Edition. You'll hear a great interview and his awesome music, which has been rocking on Country Blast Radio for some time now. So you can tune in to that, same place, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone at josieshow.com. And now, let me tell you a little bit about our VIP members. We love them. We can't forget them. So, first, let's talk a little bit about Vince Anthony and his band. He does many, 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 many live performances and has a new CD out, too. It's titled Too Much Honky Tonkin'. We play a couple of the songs from a CD on our station every day, so you've probably heard already. Let's Just Love Each Other Tonight and Hold Me Again. We have had the pleasure of hearing that CD over and over again, and it is really an incredible CD. Every song is honestly just as amazing as the one before it. So make sure you get that. In order to get that and check out where he's performing, because he is quite the performing band, you just go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com. So in August, he's got a couple of great dates coming up, too, at a couple of fairs. So make sure that you check that out, because he will be opening up for Steve Holy on one of the events, and the Lost Trailers on another one of the events. And he's also entered a song into the Dream Quest Challenge, which plays every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. So awesome stuff going on with Vince Anthony. Next, our VIP member, Tim Garman, who is our very first VIP member. You hear him sometimes in the opening jingle that's played on our station. His songs are played on Country Blast Radio, so you get to hear plenty of his music every place you go, and he's all over Facebook as well. So all you need to do is go to timgarmanmusic.com. You can check out his songs, find out what's going on with him, where he's playing, what music he's putting out. I know he's got to be working on a new single, so that should be coming out soon. And, of course, you know that we'll have it here. Next, Larry Massey, who really has an incredible voice, great songs, also played on Country Blast Radio. Right now we've got his song Nothing Like You playing every day, and it is doing quite well. Everyone seems to love it. But you can find out more information on Larry by going to ReverbNation.com/Larry Massey. You will love him as much as we do. Now, we still have Wayne Jacob, who has several songs playing right now on Josie's Country Blast Radio. He's got about 3 songs probably in the top 10. He is just rocking. We've just added a new song, In Cold Blood, up on the station. An incredible, incredible song about a real story, so make sure you tune and listen to it. You can get his information at ReverbNation.com/Wayne Jacobs, or go to his site, WayneJacobs.com.
So we want to thank Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Larry Massey, and Wayne Jacobs for becoming Josie Show VIP members. And now, to let the rest of you in on a little secret, you can become a VIP member as well. All you have to do is go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and sign up. Literally takes 2 seconds to do, and then you get an entire year worth of advertisement and goodies and all kinds of fun stuff here with the Josie Show and with Josie's Country Blast Radio and with the Josie Show Special Edition. So pretty much anywhere you go, you will get to hear about our great VIP members. So become one today. And now I am going to go ahead and give it back to Josie here, and then our guest should be joining us very shortly.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for giving all the details about that. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Mhm, mhm. So yeah, so we'll wait for my next guest here, Travis Wayne, like we mentioned. I really quick want to talk about apps here. People have been actually. I want to work on a little segment or something about this because a lot of people have been really. It's so funny. I just started, you know, talking about iPhone apps that I have because, you know, I get all the latest cool stuff. You know what I mean? Free apps, of course, because, you know. You gotta love the free apps. They're just as good as the ones you have to buy. So just a little hinty. But anyway, a lot of people have been like, "Hey, so what kind of apps do you have today?" So I got to make this a segment or something. But yeah, I got quite a few apps here. There's one called for the teenagers who can't yet gamble and all that fun stuff. You know, they can't quite do that yet. You know the scratch cards that you can actually get when you're of age? You can get scratch cards for like 25 cents, 50 cents, and, you know, you have to scratch off the card, and maybe it'll be a winning card, you don't know. But for people that, you know, aren't able to do the real thing, there's this app called oh my goodness, let me see, it's called Scratchers. It's interesting, but it's called Scratchers, and what it is when you go in it, you get, like, there's fake money, of course, and so basically what you do, you can get a scratch card. It has all these scratch cards, so you just, you know, click a scratch card, you scratch it, you know, you click check ticket, and then you can be a winner, or you don't be a winner, and then you could just keep doing that. It's kind of fun. It's very, very fun. You could do that when you're bored. I do. It's a lot of fun. How much money do I have now on this? Right now I have $115 because I just scratched and used a lot of tickets and I lost. So gambling isn't exactly good for me. I'm not exactly good at it, but.
Great app. I just keep losing. It's great.
It's such a great app. I lose, but maybe you won't. I love it. It's so much fun, though. You know, but
you have a little bit too much fun in between your work with those apps. I have to keep refocusing you.
I do, because there's seriously an app for everything now.
Yes, there is. Wait a minute. You had, like, a personal assistant app. Who is
that? I do. It's called an assistant. That's what the app is called. It's called Assistant. And when you type that in, you could actually create your assistant. You could create it if you're a guy. You can create as a girl assistant if you want. And that was my assistant right there. Here, listen.
I'm like, where did that come from? Oh, my goodness.
This is my assistant. I call him Joey. you could actually create him, like, his looks and all that other stuff. And basically, he's kind of like Siri. You know how iPhone apps have those Siris where it's like,
yeah,
where you could, you know, talk and then, you know, say, find a restaurant or whatever.
Seriously.
In the area? Or if you need, text my mother for me. You could actually say something and it texts the person.
Did that who sent me a text the other day?
Yes, and I used it.
Seriously,
and
who is this?
And pretty much, it's so cool. So here, listen. It's awesome.
Your family might drive you crazy sometimes.
Oh, wait.
I don't even know what you said to it to make him say that.
Okay, wait. No, I just said something. Wait, okay, so, like, you could say, I'm on the Josie Show.
Yeah.
Wait, let me do that again.
Okay.
I'm on the Josie Show right now.
She's talking to her assistant. And he really has nothing to say to that.
These images are right. Have a look.
I don't really know. The other day I did something regular to him, and he really scolded me.
He scolded you.
He did. He scolded me for speaking inappropriately.
And since he was laughing, he was yelling at me.
Yeah.
He's like,
I'm like, no, you misunderstood me, and I'm trying to argue with the computer. My goodness.
Because you were trying, you said, we're enjoying some pizza, and then it said something, and then it went on there, and it said something interesting on there.
Yeah,
and it's like, that's not what you say to a friend, Josie. I'm like,
I completely misunderstood
me. Okay. Assistant's gonna quit on me. But it's a really, really cool app. You could make you could make a girl assistant or a boy assistant.
They need to take
and
that away from me.
Pretty much you just say something to it and it helps you. Let me try one more time here.
Okay.
I'm on the Josie Show. Okay, let's see if it works now. Oh goodness, hold on. I'm on the Josie Show. Ooh.
I found these images of...
I don't know. yeah, he's not helping me anymore. I think we got him mad last night. Anyway, but it's a very cool app, that app. And so what other stuff do I have here? Oh, I have an app called Farkle Addict. And what it is, Farkle is that game where... it's a really, really cool game. It's kind of hard to explain. But it's a dice game, and you know, if you type in Farkle Addict, you can play with people all over the world, and win chips and all that other fun stuff. And also Yahtzee Addict, I have that too, which you could play with people all around the world. So those are some really, really cool apps. Our guest is here, but those were some really, really great apps that I have that you can try, and maybe you'll like it. And just don't make your iPhone assistant mad at you, because. No, it won't help me. Thank you. Thanks a lot. But yes, it's very, very cool app, so check them out. Now, I would love to have my next guest here. Everyone, please, please welcome Travis Wayne to the show. Woohoo!
Hey, how's everybody doing out there in the listening land?
We are doing great. How are you?
I am great. I've spent a lot of time in the studio and a lot of time on the road here lately.
You are keeping busy, as you should. I like that. You keep moving. And I'm so excited to have you on here to get to know you a little bit better and promote some stuff and play your songs, plural. it's going to be really, really cool. I'm so excited.
Love anything to do with radio, especially in new areas in Chicago and up in that area.
Yes.
It's such a wonderful area, and I've met some really great people up there. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Perfect. Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I really just want to start kind of at the beginning here. First off, music. I mean, was it something that you've always wanted to pursue even as a child? I mean, how did it all get started for you?
My mom and dad separated when I was very young, but my father was a guitar player and a singer, and he played in a rock band for years in Hazard, Kentucky. And he taught me the basic chords of whatnot, and by the time I was, 6 or 7 years old, I could play songs, not as good as, what you hear on the radio, but as good as any other 7-year-old out there, I'm sure. And then I just kept playing. It was the only thing that I ever found that was my God-given talent. I always say everybody's good at something. Mine just happens to be guitar. And it's always what I wanted to do, but it's so difficult. And it's such a hard market to break into. And there's, you come to Nashville and there's 20 million people doing exactly the same thing. And there are some phenomenal, phenomenal musicians and singers down here that's been beating the streets for, 10, 12 years and not getting anywhere. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of refreshing to get to do all the things that I've done in a shorter period of time when these people have beat the streets for 10 years and haven't got to do quite as much. But at the same time, it's really scary because you see these people that are so good. And, I mean, these people are great.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still in that rut. It's like they can't move. So it's kind of a bittersweet thing for me.
Right. I agree. And it's so hard to kind of keep up also. I mean, there's so many new artists out there that are, like you said, doing the same. And you kind of got to, try to work and get – get better, or someone will be like, you know, here's this guy. You know what I mean? You got to keep up with everything. It's difficult, but you sure do it. You do it. You do your thing.
The best compliment that I've got, and mm-hmm. some people say it's a good and some people say it's bad, is everybody I've talked to that's heard me on the radio or that like what I do, or even some people that don't like what I do, they'll say, you know, as soon as you open your mouth singing, we know who it is. And that's a cool
mm-hmm.
thing, because Luke Bryan has got this great voice, but it's so different from everything else. You know, Randy Travis, you know, the guy from Rascal Flatts, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but they all have that sound. The minute they
yeah.
open their mouth, doesn't matter what band they're with, you know who they are. And to me, that's
mm-hmm.
a really good compliment, because that says that I don't sound like anybody else. And that's what they look for. I don't think they want, you know, a bunch of clones that everybody sounds the same. So I'm
right.
hoping that's an advantage at some point in time.
That is. That's a very big compliment. I mean, your voice is very, you know, defined. I mean, you know who it is right when you open your mouth. And because, I mean, I love your songs. I think you're so good. And when you hear your song like Cha-Ching, I mean, you know who it is. I mean, that's Travis Wayne. Check him out. I mean, you know exactly. So that is a humongous compliment. It's so cool. And I know, though, that you have to have some influences yourself. I mean, who are your biggest musical influences that you listen to and, you know, just adore? Who would you say?
You know, it's funny when I say this. Everybody laughs at me when I tell them who, all growing up, my all-time favorite band was. It's kind of ironic. They started in October of 1981, which was the month and year I was born. But I grew up listening to Metallica. I just loved James Hetfield's voice, and I loved Kirk Hammett's riffs, but I never was a metalhead. You know, I never was one of those guys to bang my head. But that's
right.
who, that was one of my major guitar influences growing up, and which is benefiting me well now, because country music has came more old rock than it is Brad Paisley, chicken picking, you know, and stuff like your old Chet Atkins kind of stuff.
Right.
As far as country goes, I've always, always loved George Strait, of course, and Randy
mm-hmm.
Travis. But one of my all-time biggest influences, and I really didn't understand how well the man could sing until I seen him live, and the first time I seen him live was last year, was Travis Tritt. I've always
mm-hmm.
enjoyed his voice mm-hmm. and his music, and he always had that rockin' bluesy country drive that a lot of bands wasn't doing. And when
right.
I went, actually heard him at Renfro Valley in Kentucky last year, me and my mother, she called the day of the show and miraculously got front row tickets to a concert that had been sold out for weeks. How she pulled that off, I'll never know. But I got to go watch him and to actually hear him sing live. And knowing what I've learned in the studio and learned with vocal coaches in Nashville and people that do sing, and listening to his tone and his texture and his range, the man can sing anything he wants. I mean, he done a Foreigner song. He done Dirty White Boy, and I was just sitting there with my mouth open because, like, I can't believe he can hit that note. You wouldn't expect it. But he's probably one of my major, major country influences.
I agree. I absolutely agree. You have a powerful list there, too. And, you know, not only do you love country music, which I do, too, but, I mean, I love other genres as well, and so do you, which I think is very important. You're opened up to, you know, music in general. You know, you love everything. You gotta love everything.
The first band I ever played in, believe it or not, I was 17 years old, and it was my dad, my Dennis, his band from back in the 80s. It was him and Roger House singing, and we had a young guy on drum, or no, we had Tim and Danny, the brothers, on drums and guitar, and I played guitar, and Dad played guitar. And we were playing stuff like that, Smell by Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses, because these guys grew up back in the 70s and 80s hair days, and they just naturally, I guess, they have that voice to sound growly and like you got rocks in your throat and hit those notes. And most of the bands I played in up until probably 5 or 6 years ago was all rock and roll. Everything from Skynyrd to AC/DC to Aerosmith to Metallica. And we do a few country songs, but it was more the, you know, Trouble by Travis Tritt, the more rockin' stuff.
Yeah.
So when I went to Nashville in a, you know, T-shirt and blue jeans, and I come back, and a tight pair of jeans and a tight T-shirt and button-down cowboy hats and cowboy boots. Everybody's looking at me like, what in the heck just happened to you? And I've always loved singing, but the stuff I wanted to sing was out of my range. Foreigner, you know, Journey, the stuff I enjoy. And when I got to Nashville, my producer now, Dave DeMay, he discovered this country voice, this unique country voice that had been hiding all these years, that had been singing backup and harmony for everybody. And he's like, you're doing the wrong thing. We need to do this. And that's kind of what got me where I'm at now.
Yeah. Sometimes you need that, you know, extra push from someone that's listening to you and is like, you know, try this. I think you'll sound really good doing this, which is really cool. You have to have that second person opinion, you know. That's awesome.
Well, Dave is a vocalist himself. He won Star Search with Ed McMahon back in 89. His mother was a member of the Grand Ole Opry. His uncle, Buddy Killen, founded One Tree Publishing, which is known today as Sony. So he grew up. His brother is a hit songwriter, Dan. He wrote If Something Should Happen, which is one of his big ones, by Darryl Worley's big hit. And he's just surrounded by all these musical people. And he had produced a lady named Madonna Nash, who had a song out on CMT called Dirty Little Secret a year or so ago. And I don't know exactly what happened, but something come about, and she's no longer working with Dave. I don't know if she found other representation or what, but after that happened, her career just, it seemed like it kind of stopped. It's like you didn't see her on CMT anymore, you didn't hear about her in Nashville anymore. And then Dave took me under his wing, and now I'm starting to get some of the exposure that he had given her, and the great songs like And Then Some, I think I sent that to you, which is just a great, powerful, you know, ballad about the military that I was able to get from one of Nashville's best songwriters, you know. And I've been very blessed to have Dave and his brother, who is linked with every major songwriter in Nashville, to where I don't have to sit down and write a whole album, but I'm getting hits from guys like Casey Beathard, who wrote No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem by Kenny Chesney, Homeboy by Eric Church. I've got some of his stuff, and he's one of the most well-renowned writers in Nashville. So for these guys to open their songbook up to a poor Eastern Kentucky boy that don't really have a whole lot of anything and say, you know, these are the same songs that I let Toby Keith look at last week or Rascal Flatts look at the week before, and you know you have an option to do the same type of material they're doing, is a blessing in itself.
Absolutely. Wow, that is so cool. I didn't know the name until you mentioned it. But yeah, Madonna Nash, we actually had on the show before. She's a past guest. And wow, that is so, so cool that you kind of, you know, you got in there and you're doing your thing. And I think that's amazing. I gotta do some more research. That's really cool.
Well, my latest venture, which didn't happen the last time I talked to you, and I want to give a shout out to 14. Other of the coolest rednecks on this planet, from Georgia down to Alabama and West Virginia, I got the joys this of being on Redneck Island with Stone Cold Steve Austin this season, which was a whole lot of fun. So I got to be on a CMT-based reality game show, and it was a whole lot of fun. You know, we got to, there's 15 of us, and depending on what order we got eliminated or they got eliminated or however the case may be, you know, we got to spend, you know, weeks and weeks on a tropical island competing. And some of the coolest people I've ever met, which is, and to me, I kind of stepped out of who I am on this show because it's based on being a redneck and beer drinking, and I'm not a beer drinker. I got to step out of my character a little bit and play roles and compete and kind of do things that I normally wouldn't do or things I normally wouldn't say because I was competing and I was on a show with rednecks, and it was, those folks are great. Every one of them are awesome. We all spatted the whole time we were on the island, but now everybody's really cool. But I'm looking for the media jump and the publicity to benefit the music that comes from the show more than I am, you know, worried about the show itself.
Wow. That is so cool. I was actually just going to mention that you are going to be on season 3 of Redneck Island on CMT. And for people that, you know, would like to see it, but they don't know when it's, you know, when it's going to air, and, you know, when your episodes are going to be on. So can you please let us know when that might air? Do you know?
The show airs June the 5th at 10:30, 9:30 Central. It comes on directly after the CMA Awards this year. And then it's going to be on every Saturday after that. I'm not sure. I don't remember how many episodes total. And I can't say how many episodes I'm in or how many episodes any of my other castmates are in. But I am going to tell you that the person – that they see on the show is not the person that I really am. That's the competitive guy, the guy that's
right.
You know, does whatever it takes to get the edge and win. You know, at home, I'm just a country boy. You know, everybody likes mm-hmm. me because I don't care about money. I don't care about fancy cars. I just want to play music and have fun. And on the show, I was a little more uptight, a little prissy at times. But it was a lot of fun. And that's what makes the shows, when you have one person that's completely out of character for these reality shows, and it gives people a reason to keep watching. What is he going to do next? What is he going to say
next? It does.
Yeah. So I'm really, you know, I really think that this is the best season ever. I mean, I worked with some of the best production staff. CMT was great. Iconic Casting was phenomenal. And all the other the people on the island, girls and guys, all 14 of them, they're great. I mean, they're all great people. They've all got their good and bad qualities, but we had a blast. And how many other people in the world can say they lived on an island for weeks
yeah.
with people they didn't know doing all these crazy things?
Wow.
And it was a blessing in itself as well to be able to be on there with those folks and to be able to have that experience.
Yeah, it must have been a fun fun thing to kind of play someone that, you know, you necessarily wouldn't be in real life, you know. It must have been kind of
it is reality
you.
TV, but, right. You know, you've got cameras on you all the time, and there's great things that happen, and they capture the good and the bad. And, mm-hmm. of course, none of us have seen any episodes, so we don't know how we're going to be portrayed. We don't know what they're going to use, what they're not going to use. So we're all sitting on the edge of our seats as well, you know,
wow.
waiting to watch this show to see how they make us and what we said about each other that we didn't get to hear or see while we were there. But for me, you know, when I got there, I went in with this extremely competitive mentality, okay? Everybody else is
yeah.
going to be doing this, and I'm going to do this. And everybody else is going to act this way, and I'm going to be like this. And so I think it's going to be really great. I can't wait to see how they portray me. I'm sure it's going to be completely different than what I really am, but I'm really excited
mm-hmm.
to see it.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. I definitely will not miss it. That's so cool. It sounds like it's going to be very, very fun and just kind of something you wouldn't normally see. I mean, there's not a lot of shows where you could actually see that kind of reality TV show on an island. I mean, dang. That's awesome. That's going to be really good. Very unique.
Awesome.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Oh wow! But see, that's another experience they can add to the repertoire.
Well, it's what I'm saying is I've been at this for a year. I released my first mm-hmm. single, "I'm Still Dad," in April of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I've been invited to play CMAs this year, which is coming up in June.
Yeah,
I've been on radio nationwide. I'm on some of the Clear Channel stations, which is once you're on one Clear Channel, you're kind of on all of them. It's just if you can get the DJs to play, you're not so to speak. I aired on the biggest flagship station in Kentucky, KD Country, which is the station I grew up listening to, which was phenomenal to be. It's still surreal to be riding through town and turn your radio on and hear yourself on the radio. It's still kind of a surreal thing for me. But
right.
I've been able to do that. I've been able to play in tons and tons of states. I've got to do television appearances. I've got to do radio interviews. I've got to meet some major producers that produce large artists. Some record labels. I've got to do so much in a year that all these other people that's beat the streets have just not got lucky enough to fall into or haven't worked that little extra minute that they should have. And I've been so blessed to do that. And then the TV show, kind of a buddy of mine kind of turned me on to it and said, hey, you know, this is something you need to do, and pushed and pushed and pushed until I got on the show, which was great because, I mean, in a year's time, I've done more than anybody else in the music business that I know has done in a year. And, you know, me and my mother was talking the other day, and I said, if it ended tomorrow, if I got hurt and couldn't sing, or if the music industry just completely turned me off tomorrow, I can say I've mm-hmm. done more in a year than most people have done in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thankful for all the things that I've been able to do up until this point. And all the experiences I've been able to have because of it.
I agree. You have done such great, great things. And, I mean, we didn't even touch, I mean, music yet. I mean, you have, well, we actually, you know, have a couple songs here of yours. And like you said, you've been very blessed. You've got to do, you know, a lot of really cool things. But speaking on music here, what kind of music do you have out currently right now, kind of circling the web? Where can people buy it? All that fun stuff.
I've got – the good news is about music is that I have an album that is scheduled to drop. It could be any time, but we're probably going to wait to the first or second week of June. It's a 13-song full-length album. It's not an EP. It's not a demo. It is a full-length album made by the best pickers in Nashville, the guitar players on Craig Morgan's album. I mean, I've got the best pickers that you could ask for, the best production team. That's going to drop next month sometime. The website should be launched tomorrow, which we've waited because we kind of wanted to do a big media push at once. I've got 3 songs out now. I'm Still Dad is the one that I wrote that kind of got me started. The second one is Cha-Ching, who was wrote by Dan and Rem Boyer. And then I've got And Then Some, which is my tribute to anybody in the military. And, guys, if you're out there and you're in the military or you know somebody that's in the military and you always hear that person, your neighbor or your buddy or somebody complaining about life, I want you guys to tune in, find that song And Then Some, wherever you got to find it, and listen to it. To me, the words of that song is the most powerful music out there because the storyline is so great. And it talks about this guy, he's down on his luck, and this old man walks up to him, and he's shaking his head thinking, man, here comes a beggar. And he starts telling this guy about his problems. And come to find out, this guy's homeless, but he was in the military. And everything that this one gentleman is saying to him, well, man, can you believe this happened to me? He's like, wait a minute, this happened to me, so it's worse. And it's like a back-and-forth conversational type thing that really grabs your attention. It's probably one of my favorite songs that's going to be on the album. All the songs are available on iTunes if you have Apple or Amazon, if you have Droid. Most of your major markets have it. We've kind of been in talks with Walmart and a few others, but I don't like big box retail, and CDs are going away and everything's going to digital market anyway. The website will be launched probably by midnight tonight or first thing tomorrow. You can go to officialtraviswayne.com. It's not up yet, but it will be up before the end of the weekend. We're actually working on it tonight, finishing up the little adjustments that I want made. And there you'll be able to see some live performances, some photos. We do YouTube stuff and cut up. Me and the band is, you know, it shows, and you kind of get to see us act goofy before shows. It's going to have a section for merchandise, your shirts, your koozies, things like that. It's going to have a tour schedule, which is not going to be updated probably until next week because we got a lot of stuff coming up in June and July, including Coble Entertainment Complex in West Plains, Missouri, which we're extremely excited about headlining that event. It's going to have basically everything you can find on Jason Aldean or Luke Bryan's webpage, from your street team to your connects, your Facebooks, your Twitters, is all going to be on this one page.
One page, perfect. Makes it very
easy. Well, not one page, but a very large page with many links.
Right. Perfect. Makes it easy for us. I love it, and I think you're doing such great things, and I know people are wondering now, you know, play some of the music, so let's do that now. I know people have been looking forward to hearing you, so let's put on Then Some, and we will be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Sure.
Here we go. Perfect. Then Some by Travis Wayne, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment.
I shook my head as he walked up. I thought he wanted a couple bucks in those ragged clothes and hair down to his shoulders. But he said, I bet that you ain't even 30 yet, and you hang your head like your life is almost over. I said, old man, leave me alone, I just got laid off. And besides, when's the last time you even had a job? He said it was 68, I was about your age, in a chopper over Hanoi. We got shot down, and even now, I'm afraid to sleep at night. After 5 long years in a bamboo cage, the army calls you crazy and takes your wings away. I know where you're
never had it quite that bad, and losing this job and all that there is to it. 3 weeks ago, my wife moved out. I just gotten home from being out of town. You don't know what that's like till you've been through it. Can you imagine how it feels to hear she found someone? And then I asked him, when's the last time you lost the love? He said, when that C-130 touched the earth on a runway out in Dover. I was coming home and my medals on, she wasn't in the crowd. Gone in it all that night. It's been 3 years, that's why I'm here. I don't get paid, I'm a volunteer. I'm living proof you can get your life together. So don't hang up the phone, it ain't worth it, son. Do us both a favor and put down that gun. I know where you're coming from. I've been there and then some. I've been there and then some.
And that was Then Some by Travis Wayne. Now, I have some fun questions here for you. I would love to get to. So first off, I was wondering, what are some things that you do for fun when you're not working on your music? I understand that you turtle hunt. Tell us about that. That's really cool.
Well, yeah, there's a CMT show that called The Turtle Man that this guy goes out and he catches turtles and does all these crazy things. And they've made a TV show out of it. And me and some of my buddies were talking, and I said, you know what? We could be rich right now doing something we've done growing up. And really, they're actually, I know this sounds really gross to some folks, but they're actually really good. They're better than chicken, and they're a lot more healthy for you. If you catch,
really?
Of course, the right turtles. You don't want the old green-faced ones. But turtle hunting, I do a lot of fishing. I actually have a fishing trip in the morning. Do a lot of fishing, a lot of hunting in the fall. Most of the time, I spend time with my kids. I mean, usually when I've got downtime, my oldest son is more of an indoors, but my youngest son has turned into like his daddy and likes to be outside. So we do a lot of fishing here lately, and I've kind of got him into that, which is great. Gives me a full-time fishing partner. But that's mostly, I mean, I know that sounds really typical, but really that's about all I have time to do is I try to get as much fishing in as I can and as much hunting as I can. And then, of course, I like to, you know, sit down and work on writing music, which is, I guess, really consumes most of my time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I just had to bring that up because I think that's just so so cool. I never heard about it, but I did some research, and it's true that, you know, you could do that. And I never heard of it, but that's really cool that you do. Very interesting.
Don't grab the wrong end of the turtle.
Right. Right. I love it. That is funny. Another fun question here for you. While you're on stage performing, this is actually a question a fan asked you. While you're on stage performing, have you ever seen something crazy going out there in the audience that you could share with us? Ever had
Lord.
A funny moment?
What rating would you guys like? Because I've seen some pretty unique things.
Yeah.
We have,
let us know. Just, you know.
I'm sure a lot of folks out there have seen Roadhouse. Now, when in my younger, well, not really younger, 5 or 6 years ago, before I got into the, you know, trying to do the music professionally into where I am now, I've actually played in places that there is chain link fence and screen between the band and the crowd. I mean, I've seen people go out in ambulances from beer bottles over the head. I have seen some really crazy things. you see the most crazy things in college towns. You know, your freshman college kids come in, guys, girls, whatever, and they're doing, you know, body shots, and they're stripping in the middle of the crowd. You see so many different things, and when you're up on stage, you actually get to see everything because you're kind of up above everybody, and you get to see everything. I guess the funniest story I can tell is we were playing at a place called the 641 in Perrier, Tennessee.
Yes.
And our buddies had came, Bud Ryder and Allen and a bunch of them, had always come to watch us play. And it was a little small club. Now, you got a picture. This club is probably big enough to hold 100 people, maybe 150 at best. There's 250 people crammed in here. Well, at some point throughout the night, our friends have too much to drink. Now, we're playing at floor level because this place is so small they don't have a stage. And like I said, this has been prior to 2007.
Right.
And apparently somebody walks over and knocks the cowboy hat off Allen. And all I hear is this god-awful fight breakout. And I turn around, and it's our friends. And they are beating these people to death. So me and the bass player, Ricky Scott, and we're standing in front of our gear because obviously we're floor level, and we're holding microphone stands. And he's holding a cymbal stand. And for some reason, every time a fight breaks out in a club, they migrate towards the band. They don't go towards the door. They come towards the band. This case is not real good because we're floor level. So here we are trying to keep people from breaking our gear while our friends are fighting all over the club.
Wow. Now that's something to see while you're trying to perform. I mean, do you ever get distracted where you kind of want to, like, you want to see it, but then again, you want to, you know, make sure you sing the right lyrics?
The best one for me is to try not to laugh. Now, we were played at a place called the Captain's Lounge in Somerset. Now, this ain't been very long ago. Big venue, one of the real nicest places in Somerset. They just really set up really nice. And we were doing a show, and this is when me and the band was first working out our kinks, because anytime you have a new band, you have to work out your kinks and your stage show, and everybody has to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this girl she's not the most attractive girl in the world. I want to try to be nice, but she was just – she's one of these girls that where I come from, we call them holler girls. The girls that you hardly ever see, and when you do, you're like, God, why did you come out of the house looking like that? Anyway, so this girl takes a liking to my bass player.
You see people like that. Yeah.
She takes a liking to my bass player, Dave, and she is standing in front of him, and I've tried to play it, see, and I'm looking out to the crowd, and she is licking her lips and biting her finger, doing all these sexual gestures, and I start laughing. I've tried not to look at her. I still get tickled thinking about it. And I try not to look at her, and here I am trying to sing, and I start laughing right in the middle of the song. And the whole crowd finally catches what I'm talking about. The whole crowd backs up, leaves the whole floor clear, and now she's out there doing these whole sexual dances. And my bass player, you'd have to know him. He's a super great guy. Dave is one of my very best friends, and he is just great. And he fell right into the act. You know, he's blowing kisses at her. By this time, I am laughing like a hyena. And I'm like, okay, you all got to stop. So I had to actually turn around and sing backwards to finish the song because I was laughing so hard. So sometimes it is kind of hard to not get distracted. And the good thing about it is we thrive on our stage show. And we just made a joke out of it, you know, like it was staged or whatever, because you don't want anybody to think, wow, he actually got distracted enough to laugh. But at the same time, I'm like anybody else. If something's funny, it's funny.
Yeah, exactly. I bet everyone has those moments where they see that one girl doing that, and you're kind of like, what do we do now?
Oh,
you
man,
know?
You see some amazing things. You see some amazing things driving, just looking down in the cars at people. You see some amazing things.
You do.
But all in all, I don't care what's going on out in front of me. I don't care if, as long as everybody's having fun. Because I want people to have fun. And when they leave one of our shows, we played for Eddie Montgomery's from Montgomery Gentry. And this has been – they shut the doors here recently. I don't know what happened, but we sold it out by 8:30. We didn't go until 10, and you couldn't get another person in the door. And everybody was coming up after the show, man, y'all stage show is great. You guys play so well together, and you guys have so much fun. Because we don't care if there's five people in the crowd or 5,000. We're going to have fun. We're going to dance together. me and the band, we're going to jump up and down, and we're going to have a good time. Because
mm-hmm.
five people that see the band having a good time, the next time they come back, they bring five more. The next time, they bring 10 more. And that's how you start building your fan base. And we've tried to be, we want to sound great, and we want to look good, but we want to have fun more than anything, and we want the crowd to have fun. And if they're having fun, then we're doing our job. And a lot of people forget in music, as they start climbing the ranks, that their job mm-hmm. is to entertain people and to be a people person. And as they climb and they start making all the big money, they start forgetting all the things they've done to get them there. And they start having less fan interaction, but making more money. And the one artist that you have to credit, his whole career was very fan-oriented, which made him the artist of the decade, was Garth Brooks.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
He was an entertainer. He was not the best singer in the world, not live. I think the world of him. I love his music. Think he is a phenomenal, phenomenal entertainer.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's awesome. That's awesome. I agree. Are you still here?
Yeah.
Oh, whew. That one got cut out. I was hearing, like, little weird noises. That kind of scared me a little bit. but, yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, the entertainment aspect is the most important thing because, I mean, you have the best voice in the world. I mean, if you just, you know, stand there and kind of not interact with the audience will be like, what's going on, you know? So I definitely agree. And I actually got the sign here that we are actually going to get cut off here pretty soon. I had so much fun chatting with you. I didn't even look at the time, to be honest. But I really want to play your song, Cha-Ching, to close us out. So thank you so, so much for coming on the show, okay? I had so much fun chatting with you.
I've appreciated being on the Josie Show and all the listeners that's tuned in and took time to listen to me ramble on about absolutely nothing. Thank you, guys, and I hope you guys can catch the show soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had so much fun chatting with you. You were great, and please come back anytime. Anytime.
Absolutely. Guys, take care. I wish everybody in Illinois the best.
Oh, you too. Thank you so, so much. We'll chat with you very soon, okay?
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Now, to close us off here, thank you so, so much, everyone, for tuning into the Josie Show. And to close us off, here is Cha-Ching by Travis Wayne. Good night, everyone. Mwah! Thanks for tuning in to the Josie Show.
Cha-Ching, watch those gas pump numbers rolling. That liquid gold is flowing. Hear my last 20 hitting the tank. Like I need a speeding ticket, 200 just to fix it, the county clerk registering, cha-cha-ching, but my book ain't got no bank, cha-cha-ching, sure could use a little change, they say love makes the world go round, does it now? Got no dollars left to debit. Go ahead and make a credit. I just gotta buy that beauty a drink. Cha-cha-ching. Like the jingle of her jewelry. As she makes her way up to me, I try to show how cool I can be. Cha-cha-ching. But my book ain't got no bank. Cha-cha-ching. Stupid credit card machine. They say love. I'm trying not to sweat as they bring the caviar and champagne. Cha-cha-ching. Well,
Well, my wallet wasn't crying until she told me she was buying. Then she took me to her place on the lake. Cha-cha-ching. Yeah, her daddy got the million. Cha-ching. Glory, glory, hallelujah, yeah. Love makes the world go around. It doesn't now, cause love has got a big old house and we're all getting down. Cause love, love, bling, cha-cha-ching. Get a little change. We'll be right back.